Welcome to the Social Impactors Podcast. This podcast is all about impact. We work to highlight impactful individuals making positive social change in their communities. From coaches, authors, entrepreneurs, influencers, we tap into the minds of some of the most impactful people around the world to find out how they have built a life of creating impact. Now listen in and be ready to go on a journey of enlightenment, motivation, and awe. Social impact everywhere.
Hi, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Social Impactors Podcast, a podcast where we highlight people making positive social change in their communities. And today we have Arnaud, and Arnaud is, I want to say, one of the founders. Am I correct about that?
Yeah, that's awesome. Right.
Of Wise Monkey, and Wise Monkey is doing incredible disruption in what I consider, the North American tea industry, but you're using an old technique, and I'll let you talk about it. I just really love the idea. And let's start off first, though, with, introducing who you are, what you do, and why you believe you're a social impact.
For sure. My name is Arnaud Petit-Vallet. I'm a French citizen living in Canada now for the last 5 years. I'm the co-founder of Wise Monkey, as you introduced. So Wise Monkey is a social venture dedicated on producing coffee leaf tea. So the name could be confusing at first, but it's actually very simple. We actually use the leaves of the coffee plants and make tea out of that. So that's a very simple concept. The coffee trees have beans that are used for the coffee that people drink every day, but the leaves are usually a byproduct. And we're actually using the leaves that are normally thrown away and discarded and creating a new product with it and a whole new activity for the farmers. So it kind of spun out of a school project a few years ago. My business partner, Max, and myself, we're studying together in France. This is where we met, and we're good friends. And we started working on a school project. And one of the first ideas we were brainstorming, we're browsing through a few newsletter, and we found an interesting new study on the coffee leaves. And for the first time, it was the first time for us hearing about coffee leaves, and we discovered that the coffee leaves through the study were extremely rich in antioxidants to actually a level that was higher than green tea, and also rich in polyphenols and different compounds. And that was the first moment where we heard about it and we realized that there was something that could be done with it. And a quick search on the internet showed us that nobody was doing actually anything with the leaves. It was really just a byproduct. And then that's kind of when we had our social impact moment, or our aha moment, is when we realized that the coffee industry is actually very, very seasonal. So despite the fact you can drink coffee year round, it can only be harvested during 3 months of the year, typically December to February or January to March. And that's kind of it. After that, there is no more activity on the coffee farm in the off season. There's about 20% of the staff that stays and 80% that migrates to find a job somewhere else. And so this is when we had the idea that we could actually use the leaves and harvest the leaves and make tea out of the leaves, not only for the health properties, but also to keep people employed in that off season and give them a new revenue source. So that's kind of how it all started. And this is why I think the social impact is really at the heart of the product, because that's all we do, using coffee leaves for our tea. So that's really at the heart of what we do.
Yeah, I think the thing that really spoke to me about the social impact side, incredible business, incredible opportunity, but the business was that story. You highlighted one of the gentlemen who does is a coffee grower. And I don't remember where you went to, but just showing that he had an industry for 3 months, right, and then had no job. And what you've done is you've given employment for a year. And I know that's, a great story, but that's social impact to the key. And that really spoke to me. Do you want to talk a little bit about that? I love that story.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't know anything about coffee. We didn't know any coffee growers after that. So after the 6 month period of us finishing that project in school, we decided to go and try it for ourselves, because it was just too big to ignore. And we thought it would be a good idea for us to just go and see if it's actually the reality on the ground as well. And then we started with Nicaragua, because we had some my business partner had traveled there in the past. It was a very nice laid back country, and really high quality coffee as well coming from there. So we went directly to the coffee farms and started talking to people, and eventually found, and then we realized like, actually it was a really real struggle and everybody wanted to be on board. And we eventually found a grower with the perfect alignment with our values, with our vision. His name is Enrique. Is now actually our third founder. We're split three ways in the company with Enrique, Max, and myself. And he was like blown away by the idea because he's always heartbroken when he has to let people go at the end of the season, especially in the coffee regions. There is nothing else. It's a very agricultural country, and most of the coffee producing countries are very agricultural. So it's not like you can go to a factory, you can go to a town and just find jobs after that are perennial. It's just that it just doesn't work like that. So people sometimes have to go and cross borders and, you know, split, and the families end up not being together. The kids have to drop out of school because they have to help make ends meet for the family. So when Enrique learned that we could actually use the leaves and not discard them and not use them just for mulch, he was just blown away by the idea, and he right away was excited. He started doing some batch with us, and we ended up making the best product that we ever made when we started working with him. And so it's been more than 3 years now that we've been working with him, and it's been fantastic since day one. He's a great human being, and his farm has all the standards, all the ethical standards that we could expect from any coffee farm. It's like the Google of coffee farms. There is everything you can expect from it. There is school, there is a restaurant, there is a church, there is a kindergarten. There is absolutely everything on one farm. And for us, it's just a perfect alignment and the perfect base for our company to scale after that farm.
Wow. No, that's an incredible story. I love that you're sharing, right, the success in that story with them as well. But I'd love to jump into a little bit more about you as well. Like you, sure, as a founder, and you who you are, building social impact. And how are you making positive social impact or positive impact in your communities?
So through the work that we create on the farms, we're able to actually create those jobs that we were talking before about. So for example, people before that used to go and live in the off season. Now we have been able to create, we did like a few major harvests in the last few years, and each harvest employed over 100 people, the last one over 120 people. Mm-hmm. On a farm, to give you a scale, on a farm that would employ 1,000 people during the full season and just under 100 during the off season. So we doubled the employment in the off season portion. And that, you know, that's enough already to keep some more kids in school. So indirectly, for example, instead of having one giant class in school with kids ranging from 7 to 14 years old, for example, now because you have more kids, it's worth having another teacher to actually create more levels and separate more the education that is providing. So overall, it indirectly also helps raise the education level. And with that, you know, we can create more activities in the farms, in the office, and make a stronger community instead of making just a seasonal community. So our goal is to create year-round jobs for all the workers on the farm. So 1,000 workers year-round would be ideal. We don't want to take away from the coffee harvest that they do, because it's already something that they do well. But it's just sometimes, for example, like right now, the prices are really low. So like if you look at coffee prices are under $1 for a pound of green coffee, which is unroasted coffee. And if you're looking at the cost that the farm has to bear to make that pound of coffee, it's actually $1.20. So it's in some cases, like right now, the prices are just not justifying actually harvesting anything from the coffee plant. So instead of having no alternative, now they can make the alternative of making tea and using the leaves. And that's really what is powerful. And I'm saying tea right now because that's the initial product introduction that we're doing, just like a dry tea product that comes into a tea bag. But after that, we're like, for example, we're doing some more research with UBC, the University of British Columbia. We have a couple studies that have been published this year in peer-reviewed journals. And we are showing that there is more actually use beyond just the fact that you can sip a nice tea. You can actually do extracts. You can use that as an ingredient. You can use that in cosmetics. You can use that everywhere that you have seen green tea or matcha extract being used outside of the scope of drinking tea. Mm-hmm. You can imagine having that product in there. So we're really trying to create the entire ecosystem around the coffee leaves and create the the resources and application for it so that it doesn't stay a small marginal impact, but it really grows into truly a global impact. So that's really the way we're trying to build the impact around the coffee leaf. And you know, just a simple idea like that can actually impact I believe there's 25 million farmers in the world that could benefit from it. So it's really a global issue that we could solve there.
Yeah. And so let's jump into a little bit about the business now. And this might this question might, you know, be a little bit rhetorical at this moment, but do you believe social impact is an important part of business?
Yeah, I mean, I believe social impact is the next generation of businesses. You know, like the next generation of businesses will have social impact or won't be. It's like you know, I think we've all realized that it's enough about, you know, overconsumption, overproduction for just the sake of, you know, profit, pure profit, and nothing else. Everybody's changing their mind about that at all different levels. And if you're not doing that, then you're losing the new generation of customers. Yeah. Our generation that looks for that in products, that actually cares about it and actually wants to make a change. So if you don't want to embrace the change, and if you don't want to evolve, then you're just, you know, it's like not giving workers rights, you know, at some, you know, like, you know, 60 years or 70 years ago, it's like, that's the level that we're talking about now. So like you will need to integrate that, and it will need to come from a place of, you know, will need to be from a place of true, sincere impact, not just a greenwashing or anything like that. It will need to be like that. If not, the businesses that don't do it will just end up being bankrupt, just because people won't buy their products anymore, or people will find a way to replace them somehow. So for us, it's you know, happens to be at the heart of the product. You know, we're not trying to make we're not trying to give back a percentage or anything like that. That's what we do. It's like there is no impact without, you know, with product, and there is no product without impact. So we have the chance to actually build the industry standards. And everybody that is going to come after us, and everybody is going to come into this industry, will have to live and work up to the standards that we created, and, you know, all the ethical implications with it. So that's really what got us excited in the first place, and it's really what got us really like the motivation to go and create a whole new industry. Because I don't think you have that many opportunities to do that at such a big level as well. So
yeah,
great study overall.
Yeah, no, and I remember a lot of people, I work in like the innovation space, and a lot of people talk about how there's a big shift in business where social conscience, human social conscience, is a part of how business operate, but small to medium-sized businesses have more opportunity now than ever before. And what's nice about that is we can supplement that dark, shady side that has existed in big business before, because if they do it, there's not a reason why someone else, small and medium-sized business, can't do it. Right? There's not a hold on products anymore, and there's not a hold on ideas anymore, right?
And there is not a hold on distribution of ideas or product as well. It used to be controlled by, you know, by just a few points of distribution, or by just the TV, for example, to actually share everything. But we all know that we can just, everybody can have a voice, everybody can have a platform to actually distribute that product and ideas. So, and to expose those who don't. So, mm-hmm. You know, overall, we're living at a great time for that.
Yeah. Awesome. Okay, so let's jump into the last question then. And this one's about people watching and also communities. So what's your advice for others to begin making a positive social impact or just general impact in their communities?
I think a lot of people, have good ideas, and a lot of people like see where they can actually act, but sometimes are too afraid to act and too afraid to actually take the first step. So you know, I think it's just like about starting, you know, just doing a little bit at first and see actually where it takes you. Like for us, like we take, you know, it was just all hypothetical until we stepped foot in Nicaragua, because we didn't think, oh, we're going to build that entire thing really big, like right from the beginning. We were like, oh, you know, let's just see if actually, you know, people could use our help. Oh, let's just see if if the leaves actually taste good. Now, oh, yes. And then we just build like that incrementally. And I think it makes it easier when you start like that, just step by step, instead of just seeing the mountain, just, you know, start, well, you know, a little bit. Can be local impact as well. It can just be like people in the same street as you and in the same community as you. So it doesn't have to be already like the big global impact you envision. I think it just starts really, really small, and it starts with, you know, executing and just starting a little bit. If you have an idea, just, you know, try it. If it takes, it takes too much of your time, if it takes too much of your energy or too much money, then you can create a proper plan for it, but at least you know how to approach it. But we meet a lot of people that have good ideas overall that I want to connect, but don't necessarily want to go out there and do it. Or sometimes just go and, go and try to figure it out, just try to make it happen. Worst case, the worst thing is that it ends up not working and then you do something else or you do what you were still doing. So I think it's just kind of like that barrier that needs to be lifted. And after that, I think it's just pure gold. So that would be my general advice. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I find, I just wanted to add to it, because I find that people have troubles, the fear of loss, the fear of failure, but even with pivoting, right? I find sometimes, when things get hard, and yes, it might take a lot of the time, well, there's always another way to do that, right? And you can find ways to automate things, you can find ways to bring other people in, and pivoting is integral to the success of a business, right? Like, I'm sure, you had Wise Monkeys and Idea, but I'm sure you pivoted left and right many times, and that's what's built your success. You're not afraid to pivot.
And it's so much, and it's you think you're gonna be alone at first maybe, but it's incredible the amount of people you can draw in just by having a positive business and having actually something to add to, so something to create, something to change. People are just naturally drawn, We have so many people that just email us, I just love what you're doing, just let me know, I can get involved, not expecting anything, just want to be part of that, want to be part of that movement. So I think it's a very powerful thing. And if you tell your story right, then, people are just gonna want to team up with you or work for you or just work with you in many different ways. So I think it's just about, just trying it and just giving it a shot.
No, I couldn't agree more. Awesome. Anant, I want to thank you so much, for being on the podcast. It means a lot.
My pleasure.
Yeah. It means a lot to me to learn more about, Wise Monkey and get that word out there, because I think you're doing incredible things with your business. But there's also that big social impact element. So, again, thank you for being on the show. And I'll definitely plug Wise Monkey in this as well, so that people can just see it, because great products and just a great business, honestly.
Thank you so much, Avery.